Greetings. Wholeness, balance, and vibrations to all. Welcome to the Truth Revealed Campaign TRC. I am your host, Princeton Oluwale Martin Jr., better known as Palm J, who's dedicated to bringing you the most in truth. Please sit back or forward and get ready for the truth train ride. I want to give thanks for all those who are joining us tonight. We have a very special guest in the house. It is yours truly, Palm J. Yes, we are going to go over something very revealing. So sit tight. I know you can be anywhere in the world right now, but we greatly appreciate you stopping by to listen to us. If you are not a truth seeker, if you are a lover of lies, this podcast page will not serve you any purpose. However, the information revealed may cause cognitive dissonance. If you are a lover of truth, please proceed, and it shall set you free. Yes, so welcome everyone, welcome. In this particular podcast episode, you are going to hear from yours truly, Palm J. Yes, I will be recapping an actual arrest and the whole process of actually what happened during the arrest and after the arrest. But it was caught on live audio. And ladies and gentlemen, this audio have never been heard by anyone outside of myself and my personal lawyer that I retained for over $3,000. So I am not going to give you any spoilers. I'll let you listen to the entire recording. So get your popcorn, get your smokes, get whatever you need to drink, and get ready for this journey. I was arrested and I was charged. Fortunately, I beat the case and was able to have my record expunged. So this is all previous to what happened. So please enjoy, like, subscribe, and share. TRC, Truth Reveal Campaign.
Yes, ma'am. This is Shroff from the Barrack. I was just calling to let you know that we have a gentleman coming down here in a little while. His last name is Martin, spelled M-A-R-T-Y-N. First is Princeton, P-R-I-N-S-T-O-N. Yes, ma'am. His middle name, I don't even want to try to pronounce it, spelled O-L-U-W-Y-L-L-A. His date of birth is 4-8-1982 when he blacked male. He was arrested for possession with intent to distribute marijuana. Thank you.
Anyway, you step back here. The trooper wants to talk to you here 1 second, okay?
Excuse me?
Step back here. The trooper wants to talk to you a second.
Is it a problem?
Yep. Just step back here to the back of your vehicle.
Is it a problem, officer? Excuse me, officer?
What's that?
Is it a problem? Am I being arrested?
No, you're not being arrested.
Why am I stepping out the vehicle?
Because I asked you to step out of the vehicle. The United States Supreme Court has ruled that I can ask you to step out of the vehicle at any time on any traffic stop. So you need to step out of the vehicle.
Thank you.
Nothing else, you're confident?
I don't know yet. I did a quick one there.
Take his food.
Yeah. Incense. I burn incense. I bet you do. He had, I just found a eyeglass case full of like, all right, 10 pre-rolled blunts. It reeked in here. Oh yeah. It reeked in here before. It still does, but
the smell's kind of dissipated, so you probably got it off.
Yeah.
You need the registration.
I've never seen that before.
Yeah, it's like a...
I think it's food.
In a tied-off bag, though.
I know, it's weird. Big. I mean, it looks like it's got a label from a store.
I would look that address up. 829 Kennedy Street, Washington, D.C.
Like weird.
See what it is.
African food.
We can leave your cars up here.
Excuse me. He wants to leave the car here.
Yeah. Illegal. You cannot have any. I don't care if you have 1 gram, I can charge you. Absolutely. Yep. Did you get his phone, Chris? Did you get his phone? Oh, yours. Yeah, it is. I got your white phone here.
Yeah, and there's another one as well in there.
You don't have any numbers on this?
Yeah, I have numbers on the other
okay.
one as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, because the recommendation is so different. You can carry up to a certain amount of ounces. They give you that certain amount.
Right.
Yeah, and it's Maryland. All stated on the book. I don't know how it's that.
Maryland doesn't honor any of that. I don't know why they put that on their website. Yeah, it is. It's very misleading. So basically what's happening today, sir, you're going to be taken to the state police Cumberland Barrack in Allegheny County, which is where you are now. He did? Okay. And then you'll be taken to the commissioner's office, where you have a bond hearing. They're going to ask you a bunch of questions, basically where you work, where you live, where you have lived, if you have any kids, if you're married. Based on their determination, they're going to set some, either release you on your personal recognizance, which means you get to walk out the door more or less, or they set a bond on you, and somebody could come up and bond you out. So, this shouldn't take too awful long, so we'll be pretty quick about that. So, the reason why we're taking you in the barracks, because we have to get your fingerprints, we've got to take your picture real quick. Looking at the the guy right now. I don't know.
I think he's deserving.
Okay. Martin, I wish that you and I would have met on different circumstances because I think I could probably talk to you half the day.
You know what? At the end of the day, everything happens for a reason.
Absolutely.
I'm one of those people in life, I go with life flow.
Absolutely.
I don't go against it, man. There is a reason, even though we met in this situation, there's still a reason why
right.
we met.
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, let me come around, okay?
Supervisor right there, he's standing there around doing nothing.
What is it about? Several ounces?
Wheat?
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Steaks.
All that.
10 centimeters as good as this.
Lord.
I've never in my life smoked weed.
Whatever, Rick. That's why you sat out there and ate 5 pounds of fudge a couple months ago.
Oh,
you.
No, I just got done hitting the vent pipe there.
Oh,
that gives me a bunch of stew. Okay. Yeah,
that's okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely. Yeah. Well,
I'm going to go ahead and do the question.
Stuff that was in the bag.
What's that?
One bag.
In what bag?
The big market bag.
Yes.
Okay, everything but the blocks.
Whatever you found inside the bag.
Yeah.
I didn't find anything. You found Greenish bag, vegetable bag, GBB.
Yeah.
This is everything we got.
Exactly
what it's going to be. So there's seven cigarettes in there. In that container.
Yeah.
I didn't find
real quick.
Yeah, I need that back from the pH here a second. We've got to use it for that.
Okay. It is 323-702-1393.
And is the address correct on here?
It is not. His new address is 1401 Jasper Street. That's in Silver Spring. And the zip code is 20902.
This piece of shit. He had any money on
it? He had like $60 or something.
Yeah. Where was he coming from?
He was coming from Silver Spring, heading to Ohio to see his family. '81 and a '70
AI that was on there. That's some garbage.
Where? Oh, there?
The non-items.
Where if you could put it right here?
Mm-hmm. I'll follow that. Better not.
Piece of shit pissing me off.
What's it doing?
Fucking writing gibberish whenever I try to type.
Thank you.
Yeah. They did that yesterday with me. Pack of nine in the other. Yeah.
About
70,
handful
of 10,
right?
About
70-something.
That's
70-something
grams.
A lot, definitely. That's definitely resale, huh?
Yeah.
That's definitely supposed to be resale. Yeah. That's supposed to be in the market for Christmas shopping.
Okay.
I'll see you doing later.
Yeah.
put all your bodies in here, okay? And what about this bag here? Is this yours?
Yes.
Yeah, you can, okay. I was gonna say. You got it out of there. Yeah, I'm gonna take this and this together.
Okay.
Okay. Something recently has changed in Maryland, okay? We're heading down to the commissioner's office. For this hearing, you are allowed to have a lawyer present for this hearing, okay? It doesn't affect you getting a lawyer for the time that you actually come to court. It's a completely separate thing. I can't give you any legal advice legally as a police officer, okay? I can just basically tell you what I have experienced, okay? If you go down there and they start your hearing and they ask you the question, would you like to have a lawyer present with you today? And you say yes, they instantly stop the hearing and they take you out to, I take you out to the Allegheny County Detention Center. They hold you until a lawyer can come in on call if you qualify. And then they bring you back with them when the lawyer is available, and then you continue your hearing, probably not until like tomorrow morning, okay? Or that's a new law. That never used to really happen, okay? People would just continue with the hearing. You can waive that right. You can say, I don't need a lawyer here for this hearing today. I just want to go on just by myself today, which is completely fine. In my experience, that's typically what people do. They say, I don't want a lawyer here with me today, I don't need it, just go on with the hearing. They'll go on with the hearing, they'll ask you a bunch of questions, and then they'll determine your release disposition. With that, you can get released on your personal recognizance, which basically, like I said earlier, you walk out the door. They put a bond on you, some type of bond, and then if they put a bond on you, I take you out to the Allegheny County Detention Center, which is what we just talked about. And then somebody can bail you out from there, okay? So it is entirely up to you what you'd like to do. Like I said, typically people waive the right, but not. Like I said, it's up to you what you want to do. When we get down there, they're gonna ask, you've already done this, this is basically you. Okay, all right. So everything else is pretty easy going, all right? We're at the tail end of this, so. You got all your property here. I got all your jewelry, I got your sweater, everything's in here.
Okay.
Just need to put your handcuffs on the transport down there. Let me jab. Okay. Double lock these, that way they don't tighten up anymore. I do have your glasses are in here sealed up. We're all done. I'm not going to keep them, but.
here your car is, your white Honda.
Eastbound, west of Winchester Road, right shoulder.
10-4.
another hour from here is Morgantown, where WVU is. It's a big deal for everyone, so. That's right.
Everyone else can acknowledge it when you get on that
path. That's it.
Takes forever.
Yeah.
Yesterday it took me forever.
So was that on and just got unplugged? Or
whatever it was on, I think is on. So it just takes a long time.
That's all just, looks like it's just shit. Put that back in his property, I guess. Rolling papers technically not legal to have, I guess. Mm-hmm. Here, I don't know, we want them though to show.
Yeah.
So we'll just stick them on a 67 and nothing else.
Yeah.
On the scale to the paper is new. I'm sure it does.
Sure, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna. I don't know.
I'm expecting somebody else.
Hey, LT, is this gonna work or is the computer gonna work for us or no?
What's that?
The computer is
it's,
it?
They're gonna let us know before they
so gotta switch go ahead and stuff.
Yeah, you guys can start. Okay. Just make sure you save everything. These guys, they don't even work for us. They're civilian contractors.
Okay.
So don't walk away from any shit.
Okay.
Yes.
You guys won't need it.
He's a big dude.
Who?
He's a professional bodybuilder. He is a big dude.
I felt him.
He's rock solid, and his arms are like that. Thank you.
That might just bend it and not even seal it yet. That thing sucks. Oh, I'd like the old one back.
You can't. Somebody fucking stole the table, so you can't.
They took the thing because of that. What happened?
Yeah, they took the heat sealer.
Because of us?
No. Because whoever stole the bag and redid the bag, the heat seal mark is going to be
all the same.
It would either be the same on my bag, and if it's different, they know they sealed it somewhere else and they didn't seal it here.
I did not know that spot was gone. Yeah, I would not have thought of that.
What was? Absolutely. There. Why do you always got to get like 87 pieces of property? Why can't it just be like one 10-pound brick of Greenish Brown?
Next time I'll try harder. Actually just added an Uber, I believe. Yeah. So
it's everything
right now. And yeah. All right, so some directions. Okay. There's a casino around here. East from here.
Go east from here.
Yes, go east from here. Your car is only about 5 miles east of here.
Okay.
Okay, so it's gonna only take you 2 or 3 minutes to get there from here. Yes. The problem is
you're on the
other side. You're on the other side. So you're gonna go across the interstate and come back down. Yep. But your car is literally only 3 or 4 minutes from here.
And it's on, do you know what exit is?
It's exit 50.
Exit 50.
Yes, sir. Exit 50.
8 going east.
Yeah, go 68 going east, but off the exit 50, go across the bridge over the interstate, and then come back west, and your car is literally like right there. You'll see it.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. You'll get your keys as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.